is Detroit Today on 101.9 WDET. I'm Stephen Henderson. As always, thanks for tuning in. As you heard today, we at Detroit Today are really committed to not only informing you about the upcoming elections, but also giving you a chance to voice your concerns about our region ahead of those elections. And while voting is a really crucial way to make your voice heard, community action also plays an important role in making sure that elected representatives know what's important to you. And speaking of what's important to you, I want to talk a little about what Bridge Detroit has been up to lately. Bridge Detroit is a nonprofit news and engagement organization that seeks to identify and highlight the issues that Detroiters themselves say are important to them. And tomorrow, Bridge Detroit is going to help host a free town hall event on Belle Isle to give Detroiters the chance to express what they need from city government and how we want city tax dollars spent. I am the founding editor of Bridge Detroit and serve as executive editor for that organization. And I'm really pleased to welcome two of my colleagues to the program to talk more about this event. Orlando Bailey is the engagement director for Bridge Detroit, also co-host of the Authentically Detroit podcast. Orlando, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us, Stephen. And it's tonight.
It is tonight. Yes. and then also with us is Catherine Kelly. She is managing director of Bridge Detroit. Catherine, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Stephen.
Yeah. So let's start. Tell us about this event. What time is it? Where is it? And what can people who show up expect to find at this forum? Orlando, I'll start with you.
Yeah, sure. So the Tell Us Detroit Town Hall is this evening. Everybody is this evening at 6 o'clock on Belle Isle, our beautiful island here in the city of Detroit, and shelter number 8. We'll be in shelter number 8. Free food, and what we are aiming to do and what we have been doing all summer long, it's been a grueling schedule, is going in every city council district to have conversations with residents around how they are experiencing their neighborhood, their city, the triumphs that they are experiencing, the challenges that they are having in regards to barriers that keep their neighborhood, that may keep their neighborhoods from thriving. You know, how are their utility services and how is the communication going with the city? I really want to highlight that the impetus for us to start these town halls was how the American Rescue Plan Act dollars were allocated by the municipality here in the city of Detroit, and to hear from Detroiters on how they felt about those allocations, among other things. And so far we've had 6 town halls. Tonight will be our 7th. We've heard so much and we want to hear even more.
Yeah. Catherine, talk about some of the things that are on people's minds and that they're saying at these town halls. These 6 others were in districts around the city, inside of city council districts. What did we hear from Detroiters?
We're hearing, one of our goals is to be a responsive newsroom. So taking this time to build authentic relationships in the community is so important to us. Some of the things we did know, but we're getting a little more like detail and nuance on. So that's, you know, the issues are Detroiters are overburdened by their utility costs. They're frustrated by broadband or lack of broadband access or options. Public transportation continues to be a real challenge in the city of Detroit, as well as auto insurance. So, you know, another focus of what we're talking with Detroiters about is community engagement. You know, so many people say that they represent Detroiters or they understand Detroit. But, you know, one of our focuses is, you know, how do we build relationships in Detroit? How do you want city government to talk with you? You know, a lot of times, you know, city government sends emails or they say, go to the website. Is that the best way? And we're finding that Detroiters are really wanting to be in person, to talk, to gather in their community and community spaces. We partnered with community houses throughout the city to make sure we're meeting Detroit on its own terms. And we're talking with residents in intimate and community settings.
Yeah. Yeah. So Orlando, talk about what we do with this information once we get it at Bridge Detroit. What's the purpose of collecting information this way, and how does it help with the mission?
I really appreciate that question, Stephen. Well, the mission, as you stated, in your opening, is for us to tailor the journalism to provide answers, accountability, solutions, and ask questions based upon the priorities that Detroiters themselves identify. With this town hall series, we are endeavoring, number one, to do just that, to gather the data, to ask questions, gather that data, and present it to the newsroom and say, hey, this is what we're hearing. These are going to be our journalistic priorities. And so we are trying really hard not to be a newsroom that sort of gatekeeps, sit in our ivory tower and decide what's news. We're letting Detroiters drive that. As far as the data is concerned, in the spirit of transparency, all of the data that we've been gathering from each city council district, from residents, will be published in a public report after the town hall series is complete. So we have the town hall, the all city town hall tonight at Belle Isle, but we had to reschedule District 3 because it rained, because we've been outside. And so the last one is July 19th at the shed at Marks Park. And when we conclude on July 19th, we're going to get together, disaggregate this data, and present it to the public to say, hey, here's what you said. Did we get it right? What did we get wrong? And let's keep talking.
Yeah. Catherine, the idea of doing this in different districts and kind of having the same conversation with people in different districts, I think is really key. Partially because, the city's a big place, and, what matters at Joy Road and the west side of the city, or what matters over on Mac and Connor, it can be really different. Talk about the things that have surfaced at these forums that tell you about the richness of that experience in Detroit, and how it just doesn't look the same for everybody.
Sure. Detroiters are really passionate about their neighborhoods, their communities. Our last town hall in Northwest Detroit, I mean, we had a really robust turnout, and, people talked about, I think one of the things that's actually united the town halls is how many residents talk about what they do every day on their own to make their community better, and how they look out for one another, and how they build these organizations and like close-knit groups to support, whether it's cleaning up the block or the alley behind their house. I think that's been one thing that's really, I don't think Detroiters get enough like respect or recognition for what they do on their own to improve their community. And I think, when you think about all the changes in the city and this kind of feeling of displacement a lot of Detroiters have is residents wanting to be recognized for the investment that they've made in their neighborhoods.
And I think,
yeah, go ahead, Orlando.
I'm sorry, Stephen. No, I think that's key. And I think it's key that the residents had a platform to be able to do that, especially with a media organization. One of the questions that we ask is, has, media reached out to say, hey, we want to talk to you and hear from you about what you are experiencing? And this is a new experience for residents talking to a newsroom in this sort of way. And after each town hall, we publish a story about what went on, and residents are beginning to see, and this is great, see themselves reflected in the narrative around the city, and to see and get that acknowledgement that they were the ones that kept everything going when the city was devoid of any kind of services and capacity.
Yeah, Yeah. I want to quickly talk a little about the ARPA funding, which, of course, Bridge Detroit is tracking pretty closely, and how it's been spent. That's come up, you know, at each of these town halls. Catherine, what are we learning about this $800 million that everyone says has such power to transform our experience in Detroit? What are Detroiters saying about how they're feeling that?
Sure. I mean, as you stated, I mean, this is a huge amount of federal aid. And one thing that's been kind of surprising for us is, for the most part, a lot of residents really didn't know how it was planned and didn't feel like they had much input in those plans. There's also this kind of question of when you kind of lay out the buckets of where the city is going to make their investments, whether it's in commercial blight or beautification. Detroiters have, kind of come back and said home repair and housing continues to be a real issue. Mm-hmm. Council, I know, is Malachi Barrett for our team has been kind of reporting on it, but council's kind of working to reallocate some of these buckets because the last city council decided the plan for the ARPA dollars. So I think Detroiters didn't really know and didn't know how to get more involved in terms of helping to determine how this epic amount of federal aid would be spent.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, Bridge Detroit, All City Forum, Orlando, tonight, not tomorrow, it's tonight. Tell listeners where they can join.
Yes, join us tonight at 6 o'clock at Belle Isle on the beautiful island. It's shelter number 8. We'll be there, free food and drink. Come and be in conversation and hold space with us.
All right. Catherine Kelly and Orlando Bailey, always great to talk with both of you. Thanks for joining us here on Detroit Today.
Thank you, Stephen.
Thanks, Stephen.
All right, that is going to do it for us today. Come back tomorrow when we are going to talk with journalist and author Bill McKibben about his new book, about his childhood hometown and the stories he was never taught while growing up. This is 101.9 WDET-FM, Detroit's NPR station, your connection to news, music, and conversation. We'll talk again tomorrow.